At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that likes to work the grill. As soon as he walk in the house, he's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chad, throw the match. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, The Fan, and the party people on the YouTube stream, youtube.com/1080AM, The Fan. What's up, y'all? We have got the Fan Golf Classic. Do you know that?
I do. It's less than a month away.
Your local Toyota dealers present the Fan Golf Classic, 11th annual out at Langdon Farms Golf Club, Tuesday, June 24th. We are less than a month away. Afternoon round, sold out.
Gandhi.
Sold out. Morning round, where you get them Victorico's breakfast burritos, and you get Matt's barbecue after your round. Savory little nugs right there. We do have spots available in the morning round, so go and sign up at 1080thefan.com. Click on the Fan Golf Classic logo and come party with us out at Langdon Farms.
Real quickly, I have made the breakfast burrito my breakfast of choice pre-golf.
Yeah, it's a good, it's a solid. It's handheld, it's mobile, it can get messy, but it's usually pretty clean. You can control it, eat outdoors. Yeah. It's a great pre-round meal.
It's everything you need. You get you get your carbs, you get your proteins. Mm-hmm. Like you're just good for the
got
for the
round. Superfoods.
It's perfect.
It's got everything you want. All right, so come golf with us. Your local Toyota dealers present the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club, presented also by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and Philbrook Law, injury and accident attorneys. So go to 1080thefan.com. Let's party. OTAs opening up across the NFL. Did you see...
With the O being quite prevalent.
Yeah. Well, did you see Shamar Stewart still out in Cincinnati? He's there, but still holding out. He has a slotted rookie contract, but somehow, some way, the Bengals can't figure this out. And I'm not totally blaming the Bengals, but I'm not totally blaming Shamar Stewart either.
This is
because it's the Bengals.
It is the Bengals, but it's also just, like I said, I don't want to cast aspersions on the guy, but like when I saw Dad that blinged out, I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Want no part of this. Also, we can talk about Dad's a little bit later because Halliburton's dad's back.
Yeah, Hallie's dad is back for home games only.
Yeah.
Could you imagine him going to the Garden?
No.
I would not go. If Brian Windhorst is being accosted as he walks out of the Madison Square Garden, Halliburton's dad would not make it out.
No, God no.
No, that'd be scary and dangerous. OKC, though, he might be able to go to OKC for the finals. I don't know.
Yeah, he should be fine there.
There's friendly people in OKC, yeah. I think. I don't know. What else is there to do? College women's college World Series is there.
I haven't heard of too many stories come out of Oklahoma City.
Except for the guy who won't put his shirt on.
Yeah.
Free t-shirt. Won't even put it on. What's wrong with that guy?
Monster.
All right. One guy who is at OTAs, but not anymore. Mm. You see Joey Bosa got hurt again today? He's been a Buffalo Bill for one day.
It's the day that ends in Y.
And this one is, and Sean McDermott said it is concerning. He left with a calf injury his very first day. And that is, for those keeping track at home, a new injury to the laundry list of injuries that he has had in his career. He missed 12 games in 2022 with a groin tear. Missed seven games in 2023 with a foot sprain. He has missed two games with a concussion, two more games with a concussion, nine games with a foot bruise, and four games with a hamstring strain.
Noticing a trend here? He is outside the concussions.
He has also not missed games, but appeared on the injury report with a finger dislocation, a neck strain, foot bruise, ankle sprain, concussion, wrist fracture, lower back lumbar sprain, and a hip bruise. Joey Bosa, according to Draft Sharks, they do the injury risk assessment. Guess what his chance of injury in 2025 is? To miss at least two quarters of a game.
Two quarters? 98%.
78.9.
That's low.
That is a very, he is in the very high risk category.
Well, I mean, look at how many lower body injuries he has.
Yeah.
It's just it's concussions and lower body injuries. And Bosa is another.
He's projected to miss 3.23 games.
Yeah. I mean, the projected to miss three games. You're talking about two quarters. Like, I would have said it was near 100%. He's one of those guys that it's just too big for his frame.
Yeah,
he's too powerful for his frame, and like those look like the guys that are that powerful, you know, the Zions of the world, you know, in basketball. Like, there's only one Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
When you're just that big, that powerful, that bursty, that explosive, your body just goes, man. It doesn't matter what sport it is.
And his brother is the same way.
Yeah, it's just when you until late in his career. J.J. Watt was maybe like the only guy that was durable.
And I wonder how much of it goes back to their dad had both the Bosa boys on a workout regimen growing up and how much that affected where they're at right now. Mm-hmm. Because, look, there is a lot of data and science. Like when we were growing up, it was you don't want to lift weights until you're 12, right? Which was like the earliest that you would start. Now they're saying, no, there is value in strength training at a younger age, but you've got to be very smart with it. And it feels like, and if you saw pictures of those two kids when they were little, holy smokes, they were jacked in when they were like 10.
I mean, another family like that, the Gronkowskis.
Yeah.
It's the same things.
Like, yeah.
It's just.
Gronk was always healthy.
Oh, yeah. Beat to hell. But I mean, like, that was a guy, like, that whole family was, you know, and same with the Watts.
Mm-hmm.
The same way. Like, and JJ's kind of the anomaly there where he was healthy for a long period and then it just piled up on him.
Yeah. Also, out of OTAs, no Kirk Cousins in Atlanta.
I mean, we've reached.
He's saying no.
Yeah,
you're good.
We reached the point of if he's played there, I'm going to be shocked.
I've got a fully guaranteed contract. I won't go to OTAs. You can find me. But that did open up Jeremy Fowler.
Mm.
You know him?
I do.
Works for ESPN. Yeah. If Aaron Rodgers decides no to the Steelers, which what is he doing?
Yeah.
At this point, what are you doing?
He went full cryptic. You saw that, right?
Yes, but
not
still.
Playing for Chicago, but maybe playing for a team that plays in Chicago, and the Steelers play in Chicago.
Damn teammates.
He loves this. He loves this. It is what it is.
Could Pittsburgh look to Kirk Cousins?
I would say Kirk Cousins. I mean, I had some conversations with people this week to lead me to believe that Cousins is at the very least on the Steelers' radar if something were to fall through on Rodgers. Now, here's how they could make that happen. Cousins has $37.5 million in guarantees between this year and next year. Somebody's on the hook for that, whether it's Atlanta or someone else. So to facilitate a trade, Atlanta would need a team to offset some of that money, whether it's $4 million, $20 million, whatever it is. But the feeling around the league is that Atlanta has not been willing to budge on this. They haven't shown a lot of interest in trading Cousins. It would take a hefty price tag for another team to wiggle that out. As one source told me, if they were willing to take a small percentage, like let's say $7 or $8 million of that money, a deal would be done by now. There was interest earlier in the offseason. Right now, Pittsburgh might be the only hope for Cousins, or he's sort of stuck in Atlanta.
You know what, Atlanta, don't try to use Jeremy Fowler as your mouthpiece on this.
No, somebody wants him.
You gave Kirk Cousins an albatross of a deal. We knew it at the time, which is, why are you giving him this much money? Then you went and drafted a quarterback in the top 10 right after you signed Kirk Cousins.
And your owner and general manager are on camera clearly being like, what?
Well, guess what? Right call, because Michael Penix Jr. was better than Kirk Cousins was last year. And if you want to use he was injured. Yeah, he was, because he's old and he's getting injured more and more often now.
And he's coming off an Achilles rupture.
This was a bad deal to begin with. You don't have leverage here. You're not saying, it's going to take a hefty price. No, it's not.
No, it's not. You want him off your books however you can get it done and be done with it.
And get the conversation just out of your locker room of Michael Penix, it's your team. Here's the reins. You take it. The distraction will never be there. If Michael Penix Jr. has a bad game, and he will, because it's the National Football League and everybody goes through it, everybody goes through these growing pains, whether you're Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, they all went through those games in their second seasons in the NFL, especially, where it's going to get ugly. And you don't want people sitting there calling for Kirk Cousins to come in off the bench because the most popular guy in every town is the backup quarterback. Get him out of there. Send him on his merry way. You're going to have to bite the bullet and eat an awful contract. That's okay, because you guys made your bed. You got to go and sleep in it now. But to sit there and say it's going to take a hefty price tag, no, it's not. You're going to pay a lot of money for him to go and play somewhere else.
Totally random, but did you see with their Falcons center and Penix, they'll have a left-handed snapping center and a left-handed quarterback?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's
you don't see it very often.
That's like a unicorn. You don't see that very often.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen a unicorn. Have you?
No, I mean, you know.
Have you? What are you taking, buddy?
You do the right stuff. You can see all kinds of things. But I started thinking about that. I'm like, do you have to like fundamentally change just how you basically do everything?
No. It's just a weird, to having the left-handed quarterback. It is weird. You got to get used to the ball spinning the opposite direction if you're a receiver. And I'm assuming it's the same if you're a quarterback and just the way that snap. But if he has a dead snap, it really doesn't matter how it's coming back.
It's just kind of like a weird thing. But like your blind side's on the other side. Like, does everything kind of flow a little bit different?
No, not from your center's perspective, because I mean, if anything, you have to be able to snap and punch either way with your right-handed. So, I don't think it should matter.
Right?
It shouldn't matter at all.
It just got me thinking. I'm like, should that? Do they? Like, just looking at it, I'm like, what looks off about this? And I was like, oh, that's what it is.
If anything, it may be of a benefit because you can punch to help your right guard, which is usually not as good as your left.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you can snap and you can get that hand up just a little bit quicker.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be that big of a... It is a weird thing that both of them are lefties, though. That, because there's just not very many left-handed people out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's not that many left-handed quarterbacks, for sure.
Well, I think that may have a little bit to do with maybe the nuns not slapping the left-handed out of people anymore.
See?
You know? That's what happened to my parents.
Got to bring it back.
They came in with that ruler and whap!
Mm-hmm.
And both of my parents, they're ambidextrous because of it. Yeah. My dad's still left-handed. He writes left-handed.
LeBron James, left-handed.
You ever seen a lefty write on a chalkboard?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's awful because they can't do it. Yeah. They erase it all the way down. So
it was even worse on the overhead projector because
they have to either contort their arm in a weird way, or they have to hold the very end of the pen.
Like a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, the overhead
projector. That sucks for you guys.
The overhead projector, anytime you had a left-handed kid in class who had to go up there and like write on the overhead, they're always just smearing everything.
Yeah. They don't have those anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. They don't do the overhead projector thing.
No, we can't shame the lefties anymore.
Getting in trouble, you'd have to miss recess and clean off that reel on the overhead projector.
Those chemicals, I'm sure, were good for us, too.
It's fine. Whatever.
It's like, oh, it's Windex with additional ammonia.
Whatever. It's no worse than the glue they gave us.
That's true. They used to ask us to bring in the rubber cement. You know how many kids were just huffing that stuff?
I am looking at one. all right. I bet Kirk Cousins never did that, though. He never would. Mm. Never would. Especially, he was in his acapella group.
That's true, yeah.
You know? What was it called? What was his acapella? Remember. Where he did
was
the
it Rockapella?
He did a hand signal with it. Mm. I don't know. It was like...
It was the most Kirk Cousins thing you'd ever seen.
It was something lame, like the Troublemakers, mm-hmm. like... what was that movie?
The Tone Rangers.
It's like mandatory. You have to have a very stupid name in an acapella group.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be punny.
Yeah.
It's got to be punny. All right. There's your NFL OTA's little whip around there.
Love it.
We got something done there. All right. In the college ranks, you see the fighting going on between conference commissioners?
Yeah.
Greg Sankey is... He's on a mission right now.
I will not go quietly into the night.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can't have it both ways, Greg. Mm. You can't have it both
ways. People don't
forget.
Mm. He's going to try.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Destin, Florida. That is where the SEC is doing their meetings.
Mm.
Mm? Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference, is on quite the mission down in Destin. He is... He's out there trying to play both sides of this thing. And I don't blame him for doing it, but the reality of it is, you can't. As the SEC and the Big Ten seize the power of college football and really college athletics and changed it. And the SEC was at the forefront of it. And now there is a growing sense that, hey, as the Big Ten and SEC ask for more, that they are going to be in charge. And what about the good of the game? And I don't know if you saw this from Sankey, but he said, you know, his job is not for the good of the game. His job is for the good of the SEC. I'm paraphrasing that. But he said he is the conference commissioner of the SEC, and he needs to look out for the best interests of the SEC. And I take exception to that, because as a conference commissioner, yeah, you are. You are beholden to your universities and your conference. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But in an organization where it lacks leadership and there is a void of leadership, one of the things that conference commissioners need to be are stewards of the game. Mm-hmm. And in college football, especially, because the governance is run really by the college football playoff, which is a separate entity of the NCAA. Mm-hmm. The NCAA doesn't plan the party of the college football playoff. It does it on its own. And so the good of the game is really important, and it should be important to all of the conference commissioners across the sport. And what Greg Sankey is saying is that I don't care about anybody else except for the SEC. And he should care about the SEC. But to sit there and say that you can't, you are going to fight tooth and nail for how the playoff seeding is. The reality of it is every single metric that is being proposed for the college football playoff, whether it's a 16 team or a 12 team playoff, and whether it's a 16 team playoff where there's four automatic bids to the SEC, four to the Big Ten, or five guaranteed spots and then 11 at large bids, all of it favors the SEC. Mm-hmm. No matter what, they are going to get a majority of those playoff bids. And so save me the only thing I care about is the SEC. You have got to do good for the rest of college football, because that's the bread and butter, is the idea of college football.
Yeah, this whole idea, like, we're the best, we run this. Go run a 16-team league and play by yourself and see how much money you get.
Yeah.
You need everyone else. You do. And they have to figure that out. It's the whole, like, I've mentioned this before, that whenever there's a power vacuum, somebody is going to gobble up that space. It doesn't matter if it's politics. It doesn't matter if it's war. It doesn't matter if it's sports. If there is a power vacuum, somebody is going to gobble that up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do the necessary work to put the barriers around it, they will overtake and become domineering. And you take a look at the Big 12 and the ACC, and we kind of roll our eyes at it, but they have to be a part of this. They have to matter. They have to have a vested interest, because otherwise they branch off and the product as a whole becomes less. We've already gone through this with the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
We already saw good schools get left behind, and we're worse off for it. Now, the overall product, in a sense, might be better and more homogenized, but it doesn't make sense. As we sit out here and we say this because it's happening in our backyard, but even if you look at the greater college football landscape, there has to be a balance to it.
Yeah.
We all talk about the open market and the markets dictate things. Yeah, but if the market's controlled, then it's not an open market.
Yeah.
And the product becomes lesser.
He said, I don't need lectures from others about the good of the game or coordinating press releases for the good of the game, because the Big 12 in the ACC, though they weren't technically press releases, they both had their conference commissioners release statements saying we need to look at what is better for the good of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And those two guys are doing exactly what Greg Sankey is saying he's doing, which is, all right, hey, why don't we go 4-4-2-2-1, and that one being that at large is either Notre Dame, or, which it would most years be Notre Dame, or it would be the highest ranked team from the SEC or the Big Ten. Like, that's how it would go out in the playoffs. So you're guaranteeing yourself four spots. The problem that Greg Sankey is posing here is that all I'm looking out for is the SEC. Where there would be major fractures is if there is just two major conferences, mm-hmm. and they are as small as they are. He also started all of the dominoes to fall when they went and they pillaged not just the Texas and Oklahoma, mm-hmm. but when they went and they got Missouri in A&M.
Mm-hmm.
and they started the first round of expansion. Then they started this most recent one that led to the demise of the Pac-12. With great power comes great responsibility, right? Our cartoons taught us that. And when we go,
shout out Uncle Ben.
When you go down that road of saying, well, I just don't care about anybody else. Well, you probably should, because they also grease your skids too.
Yeah.
And they make your contracts more valuable too. And it just doesn't sit right with me that he takes the stance of, screw everyone else.
Yeah. It boils it down to being too simplistic, but the world needs ditch diggers too. Like you have to have the blue collar and the white collar. Otherwise this doesn't work. And this whole idea, like, are you better than them? Sure. But you can't do it without them.
No, you can't.
Because you can control your SEC country and all your networks and all that kind of stuff. No one outside your region is going to care.
Yeah.
That's just the reality of it. That's just how this has always worked. And you can't bludgeon it to death to make it make sense.
Makes me sad.
And this is the problem with the expansion stuff. And this is the expansion. This is the problem with all of the changes in college football, is that this is what I've always hated the NCAA for so long, is just being blinded by power.
In the way that he frames it and poses it, he's acting like Vanderbilt and Mississippi State are his bread and butter too. They're not.
They're not. Come on, man.
They are not. If you want to look at, and this is the problem, and I know that Beav and Coug fans are really upset about this, is that historically, those two programs, they've been better than both of them.
Yeah. Short term, long term, however you want to put it. I mean, that's been the reality. But because of where those other schools are geographically located and where these schools are geographically located,
they got a seat at the table first.
Yeah.
It was what led to Oregon State and Washington State scratching, clawing, and fighting for anything right now. And that sticks in my craw, because the Cougs and the Beavs deserve better.
Yes, they do.
They deserve better. And they're not getting better because of the realignment that started with that first domino falling of Texas and Oklahoma. And that's one of those days in college sports that people should never forget, which was SEC media days, when everybody was caught off guard about the fact that Texas and Oklahoma, it was leaked out by, I think, A&M's AD, that Oklahoma and Texas were trying to weasel their way into the SEC. And that was an ugly day, because everybody's like, oh boy, here we go again.
Yeah.
Because at first it was, can the Pac-12 absorb the Big 12? Leadership's a problem.
Oops.
And that's the other thing too, is that Greg Sankey, he is a far superior leader than anything that the Pac-12 had in Larry Scott and George Kliavkov.
It just put them in a position where there was no outcome that was tenable.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good look, but it's also, all right, does this lead to, whether it's Tony Petitti of the Big Ten to step in and now be a larger voice of reason for the world of college football?
Does he become the bridge? Because Sankey may have gone a little too far.
And will people turn on him? That is going to be the interesting thing to see moving forward, because he has had the backing of everyone to this point.
And that'll be the interesting turn, is if, again, it becomes like a Game of Thrones kind of situation.
Yeah.
And it's like all over power and money. It's all very dumb. All right, coming up next for our worst day on the web, I am 12, but in real life.
Oh, boy.
It's incredible. We'll get to that.
Sign me up.
But first, here's the Big Kahuna with Sports Center Update.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Gentlemen, imagine for a second if you could go from your, basically your physical peak as a man.
So now?
Yeah. The pure apex body of Jeff Rust. And go back and play JV high school sports.
Oh, boy.
Because that's exactly what happened down in Sacramento.
Not surprising.
A 24-year-old was playing JV soccer and has been arrested for felony impersonation.
Yikes.
24. This is the Bad News Bears. I am 12 with a photo and a 20 being handed
now,
over.
I'm looking at a photo of this kid.
This kid is jacked.
Or this man.
Yeah.
He has a tattoo on his quadricep.
Yeah.
like a very large tattoo. It's like, you're supposed to be playing JV soccer. Why isn't he even, he didn't even make the varsity team? You're 24, dude. Give it up, bro.
Did he try out? Or did he like move into the? Like, there's a lot of things that are missing.
So
there were
a ton of questions that I had. One, how in 2025?
Because this is not a like a birth, like this is gonna have like racial undertones. So this is not a birth certificate issue of somebody from a foreign nation.
Well, that's what it was, because he had a Venezuelan birth certificate and his name was Anthony Labrador.
Yeah, this is a white. This is the whitest of whites we've ever
Anthony
seen.
Anthony Labrador. It's like he's like, I was wanted to go with Bill Retriever, but had to settle with Anthony Labrador instead.
Yeah. It's like what? Like if I see that birth certificate and I see that dude, I'm immediately hitting him with like the worst Spanish that I can. And if he can't get it, I'm going, nah, dog.
Man, that is, he probably just went with, I moved here when I was a kid. You know, I was just born in Venezuela. That is crazy. Now, here's where the story got a little sideways. Okay. He got caught. Not because they actually fact-checked his birth certificate or said, hey, man, you look a little bit older than everybody else here. Mm-hmm. It was because they were playing against somebody else and there was an older brother on one of the teams that goes, "Hey, I played with him."
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even move. Like, in order to do this, you need to move to somewhere. Like, you need to move across the country, not stay in the same town and be like, "Wait a minute, I played with that guy. I know that. That's a
That's a man. That's a man." where's Gundy when we need him?
Now,
I'm a man. I'm 40. In this case, it's 24.
Yeah, in JV soccer, like, you're playing against kids that are like 13 and 14 years old. So you have a full decade on some of these kids. That is crazy. What was he hoping to get out of this?
I have no idea. You get a scholarship?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Look, I mean, this gets into some other stuff, but like, China has sent basketball prospects over here. You know this about the Hoop Summit. It's happened a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
There was one kid, I think he was 23. They said, tried to say he was 17. It was like, that's a grown man, dog. And again, we're talking about playing with guys that are incredibly high caliber.
Yeah.
So it's not quite as, like, Zion Williamson came in at 16, and I was like, why is there a 16-year-old Lawrence Taylor standing here? Like, there have been some guys that have come through there. You're just like, good God.
Which, a legit flat top on Zion would be awesome.
He had one.
I'm talking the high.
The higher, yeah.
Like, he had it cut pretty low. Yeah. I know he did.
In high school, he had the square top.
Going full-on LT, putting some steps in that, that would be amazing. By the way, you can go to jail for this, and he is now being held on $50,000.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't just forge the birth certificate. He got a license, a social security card, residency.
Dang.
What else was it in there? There was a whole bunch.
Now, we might have some listeners that remember.
Oh, and federal temporary protected status. So all of these records, each one of them is a charge.
This happened locally, like in 2002 or 2003. This story happened. I think the guy went to Grant High School.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure he went to Grant. The text police, 503-864-6326. You may remember, but I think he played basketball, and he was like, played JV basketball maybe at Grant, and he went there.
Grant was good at basketball back then too.
Yeah. I think it was Grant, but this happened locally, but it was like 20 plus years ago.
Look, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, I bet you could get away with this pretty damn easily.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only is it just records are easier to manipulate back then, but not, like, we've seen the pictures of, like, Penn State's college football team from, like, 1991. These dudes look like they're 33.
They all look 30, yeah.
Like, and you're talking, and more I'm talking to the seniors, like, incoming freshman type of deal. You're just like, it was like, we eulogized Norm the other day. He was, like, 34 on the show.
Yeah. And he looked like...
He looked like he was 45. 50.
Yeah. I mean, he was... times were tough back then. You were putting some miles on
a lot of
you.
City miles. Not a lot of highway miles then. And so, like, yeah, occasionally you'd see a dude that, like, a high school senior looks like he's seen some things.
Yeah. Well, this guy has, because he has a decade on a lot of the kids that he was playing against.
He couldn't just drink. Like, he could drink. He could almost rent a car.
And he did it for soccer and swim team.
Like, didn't even get the juice out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, go out and play football. Like, let's go.
Go Terry Tate some fools. You know what I mean? It also makes, like, the Derrick Henry and Ndamukong Suh and Haloti Ngata high school tape just look that much more terrifying.
Yeah.
Knowing that those guys were 16 and 17 years old.
I mean, I have a couple of friends that they say that about me when I was a kid, because I was held back a year and they were a grade below me. And I was like 2 years older than them.
Yeah.
It was a pretty distinct, like, in like elementary school.
Oh God. Yeah.
2 years is significant.
Yeah. I mean, that's massive. I mean, you hit that growth spurt, 2 years before everybody else, you're a foot taller and 40 pounds heavier. I know. Cause I was on the other end. I was the youngest. I went into high school as a freshman. I was 5'2", buck 20.
Yeah. No. Boy, that is small.
Oh, I was tiny.
That is very small.
I was a tiny man.
That was...
I grew a little more than 8 inches and put on 80 pounds almost. in the span of like 4 months.
Yeah, that that'll happen to you. They had that Anthony Davis treatment.
I had the massive growth spurt when I was a freshman in my sophomore year.
Hey, shout outs to this guy for trying, I guess. You know? Yeah, I mean, I guess. But poor execution, bud. You should probably move a little bit further than across the town that you were living in.
Right?
Like 7 years, not enough time for people to forget who you are.
You gotta go multiple states.
Multiple
states.
Yeah. You can't just stay in the same town. And I guess it was like the kid who's like, hey, I played against him. His parents were like, no, you got to be wrong. And then he's like, no.
I'm pretty sure.
Multiple pictures. And they're like, well, yeah, you're right.
He had that same tattoo in high school. Turns out he's 28.
So bad. So bad. Oh, man. Now, here comes the other one, though. Was this creep like dating high school girls?
God. I didn't even get that far yet.
Like, think of that. Like,
he's going to classes, right?
He's going to high school. Like, how is he living? What is he doing?
Right?
How? I have so many more questions now.
14 years old driving to high school.
He's like, oh.
Like, hey, guys, why does this guy have a full-on sedan?
Yeah. Yeah. It's my mom's.
Yeah.
It's my mom's. We've never seen your mom. dated my mom.
Yeah. Why is your mom 60? What's going on here? So yeah, this is all very, very, very,
dang.
Very, 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 very dumb.
Yeah, not great.
So
not great.
And it didn't even go out there and just stunt on the kids.
No, he was just an okay JV soccer player.
That's gotta hurt.
When he tried out for his soccer team, do you think he was like, all right, now I'm gonna finally get my letter?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you're going to be on JV there.
Yeah, go
Labrador.
Set some state records.
Yeah.
Like, give me that guy. Yeah. If you're going to do this, go put records up that are just unbreakable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've got to be a dude.
Go Barry Bonds this thing.
Nah, he didn't. Yeah, if you're going to do this, go back to high school and ramp up on the HGH or something.
Go hit some nukes.
Yeah. Be awesome. Not a JV OK soccer
player. Go out there with a metal bat in high school and go get some like 114 exit velos. Just hit absolute tanks.
Upon further review, this may be that he just wasn't ready to give up his bleached tips because that's his hairstyle.
Oh, yeah.
He goes bleached tips. Maybe he just wasn't. He was like, gosh, once you leave high school.
Or he heard they were coming back. That's what it was.
Once you reach high school, you can't, or you're beyond high school, you can't bleach your tips of your hair anymore. I guess I'm just gonna go back. I'm gonna do this again. I'm gonna run it back one more run. How long was he gonna do this again?
Oh, dude, wife and I did a trip to the Woodburn outlets a couple weeks ago, and just, you know, our high school style is coming back.
Oh yeah, no, I
it's
yeah
crazy.
Yeah, there's a one of my son's buddies was wearing a puka shell necklace, and I was like,
Ed Hardy, Affliction. Like, brother, my wardrobe from high school would be worth a fortune right now.
I think that may be more Woodburn than anything else.
No, it's Washington Square. I've been seeing it in there too. It's crazy. It's like not just in the stores, people wearing it. I'm like, this is all coming back.
I refuse to believe anybody's wearing Affliction these
days.
Dude,
it's so much bedazzling.
No.
It's crazy.
No. I know that like the baggy jeans are back though.
Yeah, and cargo shorts.
That's a bridge too far.
They're back, man.
No, no.
Pockets, baby.
No, no. You don't need that many pockets, kids.
Pockets.
You don't need that many, so pockets. Many pockets.
Where else are you going to put your tots?
Right? So, yeah, there you go. This guy doing it all wrong. Well, speaking of doing it wrong, but still coming back, Tyrese Halliburton's dad being brought back to an NBA arena near you. We'll get to that next year on Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan. I have mixed emotions on this one. Tyrese Halliburton's dad avoided becoming beaten to a bloody pulp only because the patience of Giannis Antetokounmpo is exponentially higher than most humans, I think, on the planet.
Ooh, yeah, good on him.
If you haven't seen the video of Halliburton's dad accosting Giannis post-game and talking all of the S in the world to a guy who just lost a playoff series and is contemplating life and existence and everything that's going on in Milwaukee for 12 years for him, the look on Giannis's face you can just see him processing, should I end this man's life right here, right now, in front of everybody?
First it was, who is this guy? And then it was like, oh my gosh, it's Halliburton's dad.
Yeah.
Should I?
Should I? And I don't begrudge him one bit.
No. What was his name? What's his name?
Oh God.
I'm John totally, Halliburton?
Thank you.
John.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally blanking for a second. Thank you.
He was saying some offside stuff to a guy who has won a championship, has been an MVP, mm-hmm. is one of the best players in the world. Yeah. And he went and he was saying some completely out of pocket things to Giannis Antetokounmpo. And to do that and invade their space, which is on the floor in the seconds after a game mm-hmm. happens. We all know the Richard Sherman interview, right, with Aaron Andrews after he batted the ball down against Michael Crabtree. Mm-hmm. The emotions run. There is a cooling off period.
Oh, yeah.
That it does need to happen or you're going to get some S. And he did not allow that cooling off period. He invaded the space of the players, which is, look, if guys go up into the stands, got a problem with it. Don't go up into the stands. That's their space. Mm-hmm. Now, they may say some out-of-pocket stuff and you can bark back at them, but you don't go into their space. For the fans, it's the same thing. You don't go on the court.
Do you remember the guy Jermaine O'Neal almost killed?
Which time? On the Malice at the Palace?
Malice at the Palace.
Yeah, the guy who stepped in front of him sitting courtside.
The guy that slipped.
Yeah.
Like, he was going at Jermaine, and if he doesn't slip, Jermaine probably crushes him in a way we've never seen somebody hit at a sporting event. Like, J.O. threw that punch, and with good reason. There's a guy running at him, mm-hmm. and it's a full-on fracas. Like, that... You could have seen somebody legitimately killed on TV right then and there.
Yeah.
I know I have always been a proponent of, you know, people should get hit. You go invade a guy's, like, you go on a field, you go on a court, you, like, I don't feel sorry for you.
No.
I whatever happens to you at that point in time, that's between you and your God. Because you have crossed a line that you are not supposed to cross. And now I'm not asking for, you know, people to get hit, but if you go run at a dude like that in that position.
Now, I also believe, though, that John Halliburton should be able to go and watch his son play basketball on the highest stage, on the biggest stage, and at the highest level. He shouldn't be sitting courtside anymore. He shouldn't have access to courtside anymore.
He shouldn't have any access. At most, he should be in a suite off the floor.
Yeah. Like, gosh dang, he's got to go sit in a suite for the whole game?
I'm just...
Yeah, I'm with you, though.
If it's me, I wouldn't let him in the building.
Yeah,
any other fan's banned for life for what he did.
He has got... But he's not any other fan. And we know that there's that sliding scale, just like there is with... You know, talented athletes, mm-hmm. you can get away with more. Well, having a uber talented son who wants you there, you're going to be able to get away with more. Now, if anything else would have happened with Giannis, wouldn't have batted an eye one bit.
I'll say this right now. I mean, John Morant's got guys that aren't allowed in the building in Memphis anymore.
Well, they crossed a line.
They did.
I mean,
laser pointers.
Yeah, laser pointers at a team's bus. Mm-hmm. You know, and what we don't know is how much contrition John Halliburton showed mm-hmm. and how he actually does feel.
And I would imagine there was probably some beverages that had taken place and that probably won't be allowed.
And there's been a lot of tough conversations he's had to have in order for this to happen, you would hope. But at the same time,
Halliburton, Giannis,
people will learn.
Both handled that. About as good as you can.
Absolutely.
Hallie didn't go, oh, you know, my dad didn't know. He was like, no, Pops was out of pocket.
Yeah, that wasn't right. That's not okay.
We've had that discussion.
Yeah. And what would Tyrese Halliburton have done if Giannis's dad is doing that? You know?
Yeah.
So.
It's all very dumb.
I think he needs to write Giannis a thank you card.
Mm-hmm.
Because
thank you for not putting my old dumb dad in the hospital.
Yeah. And if John Halliburton does get punched, I don't think we see him back.
No.
And there's every reason for Giannis to do it, and nobody would have cared.
In that moment, I was stunned.
Yeah.
And it speaks to Giannis's character.
A ton.
It really does. All right. Speaking of that series, We got more coming up.
Ooh.
We got more coming up. Pacers, Knicks. The Knicks stave off that dreaded 3-0 with a little bit of their own magic, not of their own making, but maybe being forced. We'll get to that next year in Danny Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.